Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 16th, 2017. California firefighters say they have turned a corner, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Saint of the Sacred Heart. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel in Marawi City? And Hurricane Ophelia is headed for Ireland and Scotland. Reuters reports that easing winds have aided California firefighters in gaining an upper hand against the deadly fires which have consumed over 217,500 acres this month. Yahoo News reports that the death toll has risen to 40 people and over 5,700 structures have been destroyed by the blaze. In the city of Santa Rosa, entire neighborhoods have been consumed. Almost 11,000 firefighters from several states, such as Oregon, Washington, Arizona, and Colorado, are engaged in this effort to put out what is being called the deadliest fire in California state history. Two of the three most destructive fires, the Tubbs Fire and the Atlas Fire, are over 50% contained, and it is possible that some Sonoma County evacuees might be able to return to their property. The Redwood Valley Fire, however, is only about 30% contained and is responsible for 8 deaths. Of the progress made, Napa County Supervisor Belia Ramos said, quote, "A week ago, this started as a nightmare, and the day we dreamed of has arrived." Today's quote of the day comes from St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. "It is attachment to creatures and to self-satisfaction that weakens the blessings of love in your heart. You must die to all of that if you wish the pure love of God to reign therein." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 1647 in the Burgundy region of France, Margaret Mary was a child given more to silence and religious devotion than to typical childhood amusements. When bedbound as a youth from rheumatic fever for 4 years, she made a vow to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she would consecrate herself to the religious life and was healed immediately. Years later, assuming her childhood vow did not count, she entered into society, presumably looking for a suitable husband. Returning home from a ball one night, she was given a vision of Christ, bloody and scourged, reproaching her for forgetting her vow, yet reassuring her of his love for her. She entered the Visitation Convent at Paray-le-Monial at the age of 24. She received private revelations of the Sacred Heart between 1673 and 1675. Our Lord asked of her to spread the Sacred Heart devotion, complete with reception of Holy Communion on the first Friday of each month, Thursday evening Eucharistic Adoration, and the celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart. St. Margaret Mary died in 1690, and her body remains incorrupt in the Chapel of Apparitions at the Visitation Monastery. St. Margaret Mary, pray for us. The Washington Post reports that there may be a light at the end of the tunnel in the effort to take back Marawi City in the Philippines from the Maute rebels. Philippine security officials have said on the condition of anonymity that the two surviving leaders of the rebels were killed, including FBI most wanted terror suspect Isnilan Hapalan. The other leader killed was Omar Khayyam Maute. Both of the men's bodies were found on Monday in Marawi. The battle is expected to conclude this week, and at least 17 hostages, including women and an infant, were rescued in the battle, which claimed the lives of the rebel leaders. CNN reports that Hurricane Ophelia is a Category 1 hurricane making its way towards Ireland and Scotland. Ophelia is an unusual storm which has set the record for the farthest east that a major hurricane has traveled in the Atlantic. The previous record was set by Hurricane Frances in 1980.
But it's headed toward Ireland. Still a very potent storm. It is expected to lose its tropical characteristics overnight, but still a very potent storm with hurricane force gusts at least. So for that reason, we have the warnings up here across both northern and southern Ireland, also up into the UK, into Scotland even, looking at some potential impacts in terms of power outages and certainly rough surf and possibly damage to the infrastructure there with this storm. Some of those forecast wind gusts could be sustained even at hurricane force wind. So even though it loses the tropical characteristics, doesn't really matter. We haven't seen anything like this come this way since the 1980s.
In this Celestial Musings, last week I took my daughter to get her driver's license, our first licensed child, and we were faced with that little box to tick asking whether she wanted to be an organ donor or not. Yesterday evening, I came across an article from the BBC which explained that the organ donation system in England is moving from an opt-in system like we have here to an opt-out system. This means that unless you have specifically asked to not be an organ donor, you are automatically presumed to have given your consent for organ donation. I understand the sentiment behind this change, but I really think it is a bad idea to presume consent for organ donation. Then I consider some of the alternatives being worked on in the field of medicine. I shudder to hear stories of animals, pigs specifically, being genetically modified so that their organs would be deemed transplantable in humans. I am amazed and maybe a bit frightened when I hear that human cardiac tissue is being grown from skin cells which have been turned into stem cells. Sometimes it seems science is progressing so quickly that ethicists cannot possibly keep up. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.